Okay, we're starting Be'ezus Hashem, Nazir Daf Nunvav, and we'll Mirz Hashem go through the end of the parak, so we'll have to hoof it. Just to get back into, we had the second Mishnah, the Mishnah Daf Mempes, if we remember that discussed what is the bar for a Nazir to be Megaleach. And then we had the a listing on Daf Nun Dalad, where we went through, even though these things are Tumas Meis, some of them Durabanan, Eretz Amim, right? That was one question. that even though there are a bunch of things that are Tumas Meis, so Nazir is not going to be Megaleach. Okay, and within that, we had the Yimei Sefuroi and Yimei Gemaroi. So that we explained the Mitzayra, who is a Nazir. And in that, the Mishnah said that where that's interesting is it's not going to be Seiser. So yes, a Mitzayra is Chashav Kemeis. He has a Din, he's Tameh. He has to have two Taglachas, this is the end. We went through the process, we'll go through it again extensively in a moment here. But what was interesting in the Mishnah, it said is Einer Seiser is HaKaymin. So it sounds like maschul omeinu miyad that he has to stop. He does not count the days where he is a mitzvah muchlat or yemei svira, right? So there's three stages to a mitzvah. There's muskar when he's in quarantine. Then there's muchlat once he's a confirmed mitzvah. And then there's yemei svaray at the end. So he starts the process as a two-step process with karbanos, with two taglachases at the end. So in between, meaning after he brings his first karbon and first taglachas, it's yimei sefaroi. So those are also not going to count. Now Rav Chista came along and said off our Mishnah, this that we said, it doesn't count, that's only by a niziris mu'etes. But if it's a niziris meruba, then the days do count. Meaning, for instance, if you have a guy took on a 100-day niziris, 30 days in, he became a mitzera. He was a mitzera between the, again, even in Tosfos, Yemei Musgar, which we said are not days where you would stop. If you end up being a muchlat, those days wouldn't count. So, but for the days that don't count, the mid-days, he is definitely a mitzera, and while he's going through the purification process. So let's say there's 20 days in this example, let's just say. So probably is more than that, but because you get usually this 2 weeks. The Hesker port period is 2 weeks. Okay, but let's just say it's 20 days for argument's sake. So, Vrista says, since when you're done on your Mitzera, you still have 50 days left, which is more than the 30 that you would need to have a Taglachas, to present yourself at the end in a Ziris Tara, so then those days would count, meaning you wouldn't have to stop the count and keep those extra days where you don't have to do a makeup day for where you're a Mitzera. Okay, and then we tried to ask a question from the Mishnah itself. It said that maschil omeinu miyad sounds like there's some sort of stopping going on, and we can't be talking about a minimum level nazirus, because if so, you're not going to have, or specifically, it says eina seiser. Well, how could we be talking about a minimum nazirus? Of course it's going to be seiser, meaning you always have to have 30 days of 30 days of taglachas, meaning you have to do a proper taglachas at the end of nazirus taira, you have to have 30 days worth of hair growth. So that the Mishnah wouldn't make sense. So the way we ended up coming out to answer that question was, our Mishnah is talking about a case where you had a 50-day Naziris, for instance, and you became a Mitzera after 20 days, you only had 30 days left, so then you're going to have to stop the count, because whenever you're done being a Mitzera, you need to have 30 days of a proper Naziris, but it's not Mukach either way. So what it came out was, in Rav Chista, just if you remember when we kind of put it together, it was a little interesting, Rav Chista understands it as like this. When the Mishnah says mitzayras ein asayser sakaidmin umaschal amena miyad, it's totally dependent on the situation. If it's a regular stam naziris of lamid yayim, then even if you became mitzayra on day 1 or day 29, it makes no difference. It is, of course, going to be seiser. It's a practical, just like if you're megaleach, if a nazir who's not tummy decides to shave his head, it's seiser. Why? Because you have to present yourself with 30 days worth of growth at the end. So there is an element of seiser there. Okay, if wherever he's up to, he can, according to Rav Chista, you'd be able to count the days where you're a Mitzera towards your Naziris. You wouldn't have to make those days up, provided you'd have to stop counting when there's only 30 days left to your Naziris. And that is the Chiddush of Rav Chista. As opposed to, without Rav Chista, the way we would have understood it is the second you become a Mitzera, automatically pause the count. I don't care how many days you're going to have at the end. Okay, now we're going to ask. So that was the one kasha we asked from the Mishnah. We answered it yesterday. Now we're going to bring additional two kashas from the Mishnah, and then we'll have a Mishnah that's going to be a little bit more interesting, very much about names, and then one Mishnah to finish the parak, and that is the sequence. Now, Masiv Rami Bar Chama, we're beginning two lines from the bottom of Nun Hey Amid Beis. Masiv Rami Bar Chama, Nazir Shahaya Tamei Besafek Umuchluk Besafek. So let's say you had a person who was a Nazir, and he was Safek Tamei, so Safek Tamei Nazir, and Muchluk Besafek. So he's a Safek, he's definitely a Nazir, he's a Safek whether he's Tamei, he's a Safek whether he's a Metzaira. He doesn't know. Okay, so then, now we'll go a little bit into this. This is going to be the Gemara on Nun Tes and Sama, where we'll go into it in more detail. And all the Tesis in here that you see from that first Tesis, Dibrei Maskel Eichel, which is about the, not even at the first wide line, that goes all the way to here, that's all discussing the details of the sugya. Like I said, we're not going to go into it a lot right now. But suffice it to say that, let's say, you have a Nazir. He is Safek Tamei, Safek Muchlat. So he's definitely a Nazir. We're not sure if he's a Nazir Tamei, and we're not sure if he's a Metzair. So the Gemara says, Eichel b'kachim la'achar shishim yayim. He's going to eat kachim after 60 days. Now let's discuss this a little bit. Okay, the first thing we have to understand is, in the order of precedence, let's say he was a Nazir Metzairah and he was Tamei. Those are the two things here are suffix. So then first, you have to clear the mitzvah. What's the process for mitzvah? Let's just discuss the process for mitzvah very, very quickly. Again, we mentioned it. And it's a chumash. You open up mitzvah, okay? Miyon ta'ara sai. So mitzvah, like we said, there's hesker, there's quarantine. He's a confirmed mitzvah. As soon as the nega goes away. So now he begins the ta'ara process. So what he does is, he brings on the day of Yom Tahara Sai, that's Tahara Sai number one, meaning to start the Tahara process. So he would bring Tutsi Pairim, Eitz Erez, Vishni Sai Las, the whole jazz. Now he shechs one of the Tzipayrim, Al Mayim Chayim. So one of them gets shechted, and one of them gets sent away. So those are the Tutsi Pairim of the first part of the Metzaira Tahara process. And then he waits 7 days. So that's like an in-between. That's what we call Yumei Sefara. You wait 7 days. Then he does a second Taglachas. The din by a Metzaira, when you do a Taglachas, is your Tamei. You can't bring your Kamanos until the next day. Contrast that, and this will become important, like I said, when we go into the sugya a little bit deeper. But contrast that with a regular Nazir who is Tamei. He could actually, right? What's the standard Nazir Tamei? Or Nazir Tahar? He does Taglachas. Or a standard Nazir Tahar does Taglachas, right? And while he's bringing his Karbanos, right? He brings his Karbanos and he does Taglachas. So he doesn't need a period in between. We went through this in the Gemara. Do you need Harav Shemesh, right, based on the Taglachas? Mitzvah definitely does. So the point is that at the end of the process, the Mitzvah, so he has the 7 days of Sefar, right, where he counts for Tara. And then there's two possible Karbanos, if he's an Usher or he's an Ani. If he's an Usher, he would bring three Behemoths. One is an Asham, one is a Chatos, and one is an Oila. If he's an Ani, then he brings one as an Asham. That has to be a Behema, like we've seen by Nazir Tamei as well, right? That has to be a Behema, but he would bring birds that are Chatos and Oilas. And he would also bring, then the Dam of the Asham gets put with the Loig Shemen. Now each one of the Behemoths would need a Mincha with it. Okay, fine. But that is the process, and that is day 8. So Taglachas on day 7, second Taglachas for a Metzaira, and then day 8, he would have to bring the second set of karbanos. So the point is like this. Now, so because like we discussed, the mitzvah, and Tosfos points this out over here, not to go too deep into Tosfos over here, but he says that there's a fundamental difference between the exit process for a mitzvah and for nazir, be it nazir tamei or tahar. And that is that when there's a tumah yotze migufay, so a mitzvah is considered that he is tummy. Tummy yikra. He's sent to kotz l'machana, right? It's a real tumah migufay of the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is a what we'll call a real mechusar kippurim, which means he cannot eat kachim until he brings his karbanos at the end of his process. Contrast that with a nazir. A nazir doesn't have a restriction. Regular nazir doesn't have a restriction to eat. Even though he has to bring karbanos at the end, he's technically a mechusar kippurim. Because he's not done. He can't drink wine and be Tamei until he does bring the Karbanos at the end of the Nazirus, Betaro or Betuma. Of course, the Nazir who's Tamei, while he's Tamei, he can't eat Kachim. But it's not a real, it's technically Mechusar Kippurim because he has to bring Karbanos. That's the term we use for Mechusar Kippurim, but it's different than a Mechusar Kippurim of a Mitzvah. Okay, so that's point number one. That's all point number one. The second thing we just have to keep in mind, again, I'm not going too deep into the sugya right here. I'm not discussing the tesis in right now. The second point we have to understand is that That's all when you're a Vadai. Like I said, when you're a Vadai, if let's say you were a Nazir and a Metzaira, and you became Tamei Toma Meis, something that would require you to fit into the category of Nazir Tamei, so then you would first have to clear your Metzaira. So that means after the Nega is done, you would have to do two Taglachases, one at the beginning of the Tara, then wait 7 days, and then one at the end. Then you would have to observe Nizirus Tame. So you have to do another Taglachas, wait another 7 days for Taglachas Tame. Again, it's only, and this is important, both we see this for Metzaira and for Nazir Tame. When it's a required Taglachas to clear what was in the past and to restart your Nizirus, you only have to wait 7 days. When you're doing the final one for you, what a proper Nizirus Betahara is, then you have to present yourself at the end of the process with 30 days worth of growth. So if everything was confirmed here, I don't believe I'm saying anything extra right now. So if everything was confirmed here, meaning if you were a Metzaira, so then you'd have to two Taglachas, that's 7 days after you're done with your Nega, another 7 days for your second Taglachas, that's the two of Metzaira, you're cleared Metzaira, then you'd have to have another 7 days to clear your Nizirus Toma. We're not even getting into the Karbanos. We'll save that for Daf Nuntas and Samach. What Karbanos you bring and why. We'll save that for that. Okay? Now, you would keep your observer, again, standard Nizirus, you would observe 30 days. Okay? So, again, the minimum that you'd have to have, if it's all 100%, if it is confirmed, is 7 days after you saw a nega, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, okay, essentially, and then start your Nizirus Tahara, and then you can bring your Karbanos for your Nizirus Tahara and finish. Okay, here you're a suffix. So the problem is like this. Comes, you cleared your nega, and so now you're a suffix Nazir, you're a definite Nazir, you're a suffix Mitzaira, and you're a suffix Tame.
What does that mean that you were a
suffix, etc.? There was an unconfirmed nega. Unconfirmed nega. Kayin saw it. You want to know the technical details of how you get a...
Well, I'm not sure if it was muska after he saw it once, was he tar? Was he declared tar afterwards, or... So what's exactly
technical, I know that I saw something on this, but the technical detail of, we'll get this into the Sugina, right? We're bringing this for the purposes of the Kasha right now. However you get to becoming a Suffolk Mitzvah, the point is, it's unconfirmed. I'm not going to spend time looking for it right now, but it's somewhere here. Okay, so you're a Suffolk, you're a Suffolk. So now the problem is, since you're a Suffolk, there's three possibilities. So the day you clear the Nega, so there's three possibilities of what you are. Meaning, it could be you're not a Metzaira, you're not Tameh, so you're essentially a regular Nazir Tahar, and therefore the first Taglachas you would do would be regular to clear your standard Nizirus Tahara. It could be that you're a Metzaira. Now, if you're a Metzaira, the problem is, since I don't know if I'm a Metzaira, so if I'm a Metzaira, and I'm definitely a Metzaira, that we learn Zekanai, that's going to be Deicha Yer Nazira. So of course you would do the Taglachas in the middle of your period of Metzaira. And then again, we just provided that you had 30 days left, okay? But, so if you're definitely a Metzaira, that is going to supersede the Isser of doing Taglachas as a Nazir. But the problem here is you're a Suffolk Metzaira. So we have to wait, since we're dealing with Stam Naziris, you have to wait to the end of the first 30 days. Because until I get to 30 days, after I've cleared, I don't know. Maybe I'm not a Metzaira at all. Maybe I'm not Tameh at all. And therefore, I cannot do a Taglachas of a Suffolk Metzaira or Suffolk Nazir Tameh in the middle of a Naziris. So Misafek, I'm going to have to wait. So then what essentially happens is you're always going to have to wait 30 days in between Taglachas. So instead of being what would be the ideal, if it was Mukhar, if it was confirmed, you would, if all these things were confirmed, meaning Mitzayra and Tameh, it would be as soon as it cleared Taglachas, 7 days Taglachas for the Nazir Tameh, and then keep the 30 days. So here you're going to have to wait 30 days, 30 days, 30 days, 30 days. Okay? So let's read it now. Okay, so Masav Rabbi Mar Chama Nazir Shaya Tamei B'Safek Umulchad B'Safek. So you're a Safek. Oichol B'Kadshim La'achar Shishim Yom. So like we said, there's a fundamental difference between the Mechusar Kippurim of a Nazir, whether it's a Nazir Tamei or Tahar, or a Metzair. So you'd be able to eat Kadshim after you're no longer a Mechusar Kippurim, real Mechusar Kippurim, for a Tumah that's Yotze Migufoy, the way Tosfos explains it, which means as soon as you clear the Metzair portion. Now, you have to do two Taglachas to clear the Metzair portion. Correct? But because it's a suffix, so you can't do it on day 7 as per normal. You have to wait to the end of the period of what would be a full Nazira's Tahara over here. So therefore, you have to wait 60 days. Okay, then you can eat Kachim La'achar Shishim Yayim. Tosfos goes through a complicated exactly why it's not La'achar Shishim, but it's actually on day 60. Start counting days. Barpada Ramasna. Back to what day do you actually do on a regular Stam Naziris, etc., etc. Okay, but the point is, okay, so, and then after 120 days, you're in the clear. Right, let's just go through it. After your first 30-day period, it's possible that you are a Mitzayra, so you have to do a Tagachas Mitzayra, so you do a Tagachas after day 30. It's possible that you're nothing, and that you're free and clear after that Tagachas, but it's also possible that you were a Mitzayra, so that's your first Tagachas from Mitzayra. It's also possible that you weren't a Mitzayra, but you were a Nazir Tameh. So you will definitely have to keep another 30 days afterwards. Okay, so that's after the first one. After the second tagachas, so you wait another 30 days, because maybe on the tzad that you weren't a mitzairah, but you were a nazir tameh, so now, as soon as you did your first tagachas, that was for nazir tameh, now you're a nazir tar. Okay, so now you wait another 30 days, after your second tagachas of 30 days, so now what is a possibility that was either your second tagachas of mitzairah, okay, or you're done because you were never a Mitzayra. The first Taglachas wasn't for the first Taglachas of Mitzayra, but it was rather for Nazir Tameh, possibly your Nazir Tameh. And then you're done because you just kept the second 30 days, which is Nazir Tahara. But on the chance that you were a Mitzayra, so you have to keep another 30 days, because maybe this was your second Taglachas of Mitzayra, so that was day 60. So again, day 60, you can now eat kachim because you definitely have cleared the mitzayra possibility. Mitzayra is the only thing that would restrict you from eating kachim. But in order to drink wine, to be ice nazir, you'd have to wait another 60 days, meaning you wait another 30 days on the possibility that you were a mitzayra and you were not a nazir tameh. So now from day 60 to day 90, that would be your proper naziras. After day 90, do taglachas. Maybe that could either be a tagachas for you being a nazir tahar, or maybe you really were a nazir tameh. So that tagachas number 3 is nazir tameh, and therefore you have to keep another 30 days for your naziris tahara, because you got to clear your suffix mitzayra. That's day 1 through 30, it's day 30. Your suffix tagachas mitzayra number 2, mitzayra has 2 tagachas, that's day 60. Nazir tameh is day 90. And then maybe you had all those things, so you got to wait till day 120. Now, that is all in order to drink wine. What is this by Benazirus Muetes? This is by a Stam Naziris where it's going to stretch 120 days. Avo Benazirus Bashana. Now, if let's say we're talking about years, so stretch everything from 30 days to years. Again, we still need these 4 sequences. We need, just like by a Stam Naziris, we needed 4 30-day sequences. The 2 possibly to clear your 2 Taglachas and Naziris, your 3rd one for Nazir Tameh, and then the 4th one so that you're properly keeping your Naziris. So, what do we do for Naziris Bashana, for if it's a year Naziris that you took on? You would eat Kachim after your first 2 Taglachias. Again, because at any of these points, it's all suffix, we can't allow you to do a Taglachas on the normal day. You have to wait to the end of in case you're neither a Mitzayra or Tameh, you have to wait to the end of the period because maybe you're just a Nazir. So you got to wait. So after year 1, that would be potentially Suffolk, Tagachas number 1 of Mitzayra. Year 2, right, would be Tagachas number 2 of Mitzayra, and then you could eat Kachim because you've cleared the real Mechusar Kippurim, the one that's Tumei Yotze Migufay. V'shoyse Yayim Etam Alameisim L'achar Arba Shanim. When are you totally clear of your Nazir? So it would take you 4 years. Now, here's the Kasha. Again, what are we coming to do? We're coming to ask Akasha on Rav Chisda. If by a Naziris Meruba, the days where you were Tameh as a Mitzayra, you could actually count those days, provided, like Rav Chisda is saying, that you have 30 days left whenever you're done, so that you could present yourself at Benaziris Tara, that you end your Naziris with 30 days worth of growth. So then Tiskile B'Shalashan and B'Shalashan Yad. All you need is 3 years and 30 days, meaning, after you kept already 2 years of Suffolk Mitzayra and Naziris to be able to do a Tagachas. So you definitely have 2 years. Even if you're a Mitzayra, you have 2 years under your belt. That's a lot more than the 1 year you need to keep for Naziris. So according to Rav Chisda, if the time you are a Mitzayra counts towards, even when you're Mukhlat or you may Sfara count towards your count to your what you're required to keep for your Naziris, so then all you should have to do after 3 years is It's like you had 2 years at least of real Naziris. Maybe that 1 year you're a Nazir Tame, fine, maybe that doesn't count. That's a Yom Rishonim Yiplu, but you definitely had 2 years that you honored for Mitzayra. Okay, and again, even if one of those years was you, let's say you were only a Nazir Tame, then you kept 2 years free and clear of Nazir Tar. The point is, after your third Taglachas to clear your potential Mitzayra and Nazir Tame, you should have to keep 30 days to make sure that you show up for your Naziris Petahara with 30 days worth of hair. But you shouldn't have to keep a year. You already kept the time. The town counts according to Rav Chisda. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two. Va'oid masut Rav Ashi. So kasha number two is a lot in Kamos. The general idea, it's a sifri. So it's going to weave its way through the psukim and through a bunch of concepts we already know. And it's going to also ask a kasha. And the kasha, I'm just going to skip to the end, and then we'll read the words, is essentially saying the sifri learns that mitzayra, the yamei mitzayra, don't count, just like yamei tumah don't count. Towards your, meaning you don't get credit for those days. And essentially, that's also going to be kasha Rav Chisda. Because Chisda, in Rav Chisda, he was saying that there's a fundamental difference between Yemei Tumah and Yemei Mitzayra. Now, how does he do that? Roid Masav Rav Ashi. Okay, so here is Rav Ashi bringing a Sefri in Parshas Nasa. Ainli Eli Yemei Tumah. Yemei Tumah, those don't count towards Shein Oilun Loimin Aminyan, that don't count towards the required commitment of Naziris. Yemei Chalutim Inayin. How do we know the days you're in Mitzayra? Vidinu, it's a Kavah Chaymer. Yemei Tumah Megaleach Umevi Karbon. Yemei Tumah, you have to do a Taglachas, you make a carbon at the end. Yemei Chalutim. Okay, so first we'll compare it very simply. When you're Tame, so you at the end of whenever you're done being a Nazir Tame, you have to be Megaleach and bring a carbon. So too, whenever you're done being a Mitzayra, you have to be Megaleach and bring a carbon. So you made Tumase, so Ma, you made Tumase, just like you made Tumase, in Elam and Aminyan, Af, you made Chalute, in Elam and Aminyan. Okay, so that's first attempt at comparing the two, is it's very simple. Just line them up. If you made Tumah, don't count. And you have to be Megaleach HaMirin Karban. So too, you may Chalutai, where you have to be Megaleach HaMirin Karban, shouldn't count. So the Gemara says, no, I can't do that. Lo Yimam Rebbe made Tumah So Shekei Mevat HaBlein HaSakayimit. You make Tumah fundamentally different because they're Saiser. Taimer Rebbe made Chalutai Shekei Mevat HaBlein HaSakayimit. You may Chalutai the days where you're a Metzera, even when you're a Metzera, confirm Metzera, those are not going to be Saiser. That's a specific, unique din. V'chiyom Yomus Mesa Love. It's only with Tumas Mes.
Disagree with that if it's a long
time. No, it's not a real stira. We called it stira in the Mishnah, the way we explained it. It's only stira, like a stira for somebody migaleach. It's not a halachic stira. It's a technical stira because you have to present yourself for Naziris at the end of 30 days. So they're different. So Amrit, Kal V'chaymer. Okay, so that comparison didn't work because they're different. So let's try Kal V'chaymer. Uman Nazir Bekever. So let's go to our favorite sugya of Nazir Bekever, meaning a person who took on Naziris Bekever. If you remember that sugya stretching Daf, Yud-Tes, Yud-Zayin, Yud-Ches, Yud-Tes. Okay, we had, if a person took on Naziris when he was in a base HaKfaris, so we discussed that din, and what did we say? We had a Machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, if you remember, and some of the things we discussed was, is it a Kabbalah's Naziris? Are you going to get, we said, of course it is. Are you going to get Malkus? We ended up asking a Tiftel on the one it was, but what we did come out was, we did say that there's no Taglachas. Meaning you're not considered a real Nazir Tameh. You took on Naziris in the Beis HaKfaris. You are a Nazir. You're going to get Malkus for violating, for exactly what, that you have to go into the Perushim over there. But whether it's just Yayin or Tumah Lameis, etc. But the point is, you took on a real Naziris. The difference is, and on day 7, right, you do Hazaz, Gimel, and Shvi. The Mishnah was clear there that you do not bring Karbanos like a Nazir Tameh. Because you never took on, it's only if you were a Nazir Tahar and then became Tameh. What was left in the middle, what we didn't know was Taglachas. And the Gemara brought that as a Shaila, and we were pushed at the Shaila saying there's no Taglachas. Taglachas follows Karbanos. That just like the only time you're going to bring Karbanos for Nazir Tameh is if you took on the Naziris Petahara and then became Tameh, so too, if you took on the Naziris in the Beis HaKvarais, you took it on the Beis HaKvarais, you just like you don't bring Karbanos, you're also not going to have Taglachas on day 7. Yes, and you would start counting immediately on day 7 after you had your Hazah, Gimel, and Zayin for your Naziris Batara. Okay, so that is if just a quick refresher on Nazir Bekever. Bekever. Uma Nazir Bekever, Shesara Royal Taglachas, Naziris. So you're here, right? You took on the Naziris, you're sitting in the Beis HaKfaris. You're here is Roy for the Taglachas of Naziris. Why? Meaning, because you don't have to do a Taglachas for your Nazir Tameh. So the same here, that you have the Yemei Tumah, that will last with you all the way until you do your Naziris B'Tahara. So, and now we're thinking, I mean, if we think about this fundamentally, a Nazir, right, the whole idea is One of the ideas certainly is to grow your hair, right? That's what you're presenting with at the end. So if it's a good hair growth day, that's what we're going to say. Kal v'chaymer. Uma nazir bekever shesaru roi taglachas naziris. Eino d'lamin aminyin. So you're a nazir tameh. Those days don't count. Even though you're growing hair for what's going to be the naziris b'tahara. So for sure, okay, min aminyin, you may chaluta yishen saru roi taglachas naziris. You may chaluta when you're a nazir chalut. You know what's going to happen? Before you can ever start counting, resume counting your naziris, you got to do a taglachas for mitzayra. So your hair is never, that hair that you're growing right now is not going to be part of your nazir's pattern. So for sure, if I'm not growing hair for my nazir's patahara, the days that I'm growing hair should not count because that hair is not going to be going towards my nazir's. That's the Kal V'chaymer. Like Kol Shekein, Be'ein Yel Yimei Chalutai. So that would tell me about Yimei Chalutai, Yimei Sefarei Minayin. What about the days in between when the Mitzrayim is going through his Tahara process? But then it's a Kal V'chaymer. Ma Yimei Chalutai Toin Taglachas. Yimei Chalutai, well, Yimei Sefarei is just like Yimei Chalutai. I need Taglachas at the end. How do I know? Af Yimei Sefarei. Uma Yimei Chalutai Einan Lamin Aminyin. Af Yimei Sefarei. Okay, good. So we now say that the days of a Mitzayra, both Yimei Chalutai and Yimei Sefarai should not count. Yachal af Yimei Askeri came. So maybe you'll tell me, okay, what about, there's, like I said, there's three time periods in a Mitzayra. Maybe the quarantine at the beginning, those should also not count to the minion of Naziris. Bahadin Naisein. Chalut Mitame, well, let's look, right? What does it say in the Mishnah in Megillah? Ein Bain. Mitzayra Mosgar and Mitzayra Mochlet, except for Frio Prima, and at the exit process, by the way, Taglachas, right? Okay, so there's some differences in the exit process, but what do we see in regards to when they're tameh? Then a nazir, confirmed nazir, is mitameh mishkav u'mayshav. Guess what? One, he's in quarantine, he's also mitameh, even if he's not found out to be a nazir, he would still be mitameh mishkav u'mayshav. Well, if you may chalutah, don't count. If you may escape an alamin aminyan, so too the quarantine days shouldn't count towards your naziris. To which we say, no, you went too far. Amrit. Loyim amrit b'may chalutah shekein chalutah toin taglachas. Guess what? There's a difference between Hezgera and Chalutai. Why? The same difference that you brought here to bring a Kal V'chaymer, that is that there is no Taglachas and Sipayrim at the end if you just found out that you were just in quarantine, if the Mitzrayim never was actually a Mitzrayim Mochlot. Lo yimar mei Chalutai shekein Chalutai toin Taglachas maybe Karban. He needs Karban and Taglachas at the end. Lefichach, therefore, ain Eilin. That's why they don't, those days, because, again, if you're growing hair, if the purpose of Naziris is to grow hair, or that's the way it manifests itself as a purpose in Naziris. So then, since you're not really growing here for your Naziris, you're growing here for what? For your Taglachas at the end of your Mitzrayim. Well, guess what? A Musgar doesn't have Taglachas at the end. That's one of the differences. So therefore, he doesn't have to be in Karban. He doesn't need Taglachas. Okay, and therefore, his days will count. Lefichach, Ya'alu L'minyan. Mikan Amru. What do we see? Let's wrap it up. Yimei Sefarei v'yimei Gemarei ain olam min haminyan. So those days don't count. Why? The way we ended up saying is because you're going to have a taglachas from and bring karbanas at the end. Okay? Avo yimei hazava zava v'eskiru shal matzaira. All those days, harei elu olam loy. Those days would count. Zav v'zava. Like we said in our Mishnah back on Nundalim base, be'emes amru, the way the Rashi explained it, lachol meish misina, yimei hazava, zav yimei hezgerai, shal mitzayra, those days do count in Zerus. Katani miyas. But what do we see? Either way. Lo yimrabi yimei tuma shekei mevata buenas hakoidmin, temi yimei chalutai. Okay, so b'mai. What are we talking about over here? Again, so we compared, lo yimrabi yimei tuma shekei mevata buenas hakoidmin, temi yimei chalutai. So we compared Yimei Tuma to Yimei Chalutai. B'mai, ilam b'Naziris Mo'etes. If you're limiting yourself to Naziris Mo'etes, well, that's not true. Again, to your point, you said that there's a difference, right? We, within the Sefri, when we were weaving ourselves, we ended up coming and saying that they shouldn't count. But what did we say? Which day shouldn't count? We slugged up saying that there was a fundamental difference between Yimei Tumasai and Yimei Chalutai. What is that? That Yimei Tumasai are Saiser and Yimei Chalutai are not Saiser. Now, we can't be talking about the minimum level of Naziris, Istam Naziris. If you're talking about a Naziris, Istam Naziris, Habayinun Gidol Sar. Well, you need 30 days and it will be Saiser. Elalab, Naziris Meruba. Yet, we're talking about Naziris Meruba. So this whole Sefer has to be talking about Naziris Meruba because we said that there's a fundamental difference between the Yemei Tuma and Yemei Chalutai, that Yemei Tuma are Saiser, that Tuma is Saiser and Mitzayra is not Saiser. So we have to be talking about a situation where you're avoiding Saiser, which means a Naziris Merubah, and yet, what did we say? By the time we were done with our Sefri, we said Yemei Chalutai and Yemei Sefarai are going to be like Yemei Tuma, and they are not going to count. So we see they don't count Shmamina. Okay, now one last thing, we ended with two kashas on Rav Chisda. Just one quick point. Rashi over here says, why can't we answer like we did when we had the first kasha? Which is maybe the Sefri is talking about exactly a 50 day where you became Tamei 20 days in. And Rav Chisda is saying, that's why Rav Chisda holds those days don't count, because you have to stop. He says, since, it's the last Mefarash or Rashi right before the Mishnah, because the whole Sefri was being Medame the Mechaluta and Mei Tumah. That was the point of the Sefri, okay? So if you're comparing the two, just like by Tumah, they're not going to count. I don't care what, those days don't count. So too, must be from the fact that we're Madama that when we talk about Mesafri and we're asking Akasha, essentially we ended off with two Kashas and Rav Chisda. Now let's see the next Mishnah. Amar Eliezer, Mishnah Rav Yeshua. Kol Tuma Min HaMeish, Shenazer Megalei Echalav. So if we go back to the list on Mem Test, those were the things that are going to cause a Nazar to be Megaleach, and not the list on Nun Dalid. By the way, that it has more, it's more far-reaching, says Rabbi Lezer, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lezer, they say, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tumash Min HaMeish, Shenaz Megalech Aleh, Chayev and Aleh, Abiyas Mikdash. Okay, you're going to be Chayev for going to the base of Mikdash. Meaning, if you want to know what the bar is for to be Chayev Karis, Tumash Mikdash for Kadashav, Chayev Karis for going to the base of Mikdash, when you're Tameh, it is the same bar that you had to be Megalech, which means not any regular Tumas Meis. Regular Tumas Meis, Revias Dam Ba'ayel, is not going to be Metama, we'll get back there. It's only if you have Katzi, loik, right? So the bar is different to be megaleach. That's the same bar to be chayiv karis for going to this mikdash. The chol tumah min hameish ain't another megaleach aleha. All the tumas on nun dalid, okay? Meaning if you don't hit that bar, even though you're doing hazah gimel and zayin, ain't chayav and aleha albias mikdash. To which amar Meir, no way. Loik tehei zukala min asheretz. It shouldn't be. This is you have to do hazah gimel and zayin. This is real tumas meis. And if Tumas Sheretz, you're going to be chayiv for going into the Beis HaMikdash. So for sure, Tumas Meis, even though you didn't reach the level that a Nazir Megaleach, of course you're going to be chayiv for those. Now, we're pretty much done.
How can you even say that?
That's what he's asking. I mean, again, because otherwise we were thinking that maybe this is not a real, in the category of Tumas Meis, this is not a real category of Tumas Meis until you've reached that bar. We're done with the din here in the Mishnah. There's just one thing we have to figure out, which will take us to the bottom Mishnah. I'll try to go as quickly as I can. And that is, we said that Rebbe Lazar said it Mishum Rebbe Yeshua. Standard Rebbe Yeshua is Rebbe Yeshua Ben Chananya. Except that we're going to find a story that Rebbe Lazar said it B'Shem Rebbe Yeshua Bar Mamel. So the question is, how could he be quoting standard Rebbe Yeshua and not Rebbe Yeshua Bar Mamel of who he heard it from?
Who's a Tana Rebbe Lazar?
It's... It has to be. You have to work with the names here, and even the Rameyer. The historical, I can't get into it right now because first of all, it's beyond the scope. But the historical issues with this exact Mishnah, as far as who the Tanaim are and who lived when and how which Rameyer it is, right? It presents problems with Rabbi Elazar, like you said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, Zakta Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Gamar La. Did Rabbi Elazar hear from Yeshua ben Chananya? It says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. That's standard Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay, Vaha Mishum Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo Gamar La. Aye, what do you mean? He heard from Yeshua bar Mamo. So why did he just say Rabbi Yeshua? Ditanya, where do we see this? Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kshalachti Lardaskia. When I went to Lardaskia, Matasias Rabbi Yeshua ben Paser Reish. I saw Rabbi Yeshua ben Paser Reish. So now enter a third Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Paser Reish was there. Shayu Yeshe Vidan Lefnei Rameir Bahalacha. He was donning, and he said this, Kol Tuma Men Amesh Anazim Megaleach Aleh Chayv Lam Mishum Bias Mekdash. That the bar for Tuma for Nazir is the same bar for Bias Mekdash. V'chol Tuma Men Amesh. Shein HaNazir Megaleach Aleh Chayv Lam Mishum Bias Mekdash. And if a Nazir is not going to be Megaleach, then you're not going to be Chayv Bias Mekdash. Amar Loi. So Rameir said to Rabbi Lazar, Al Tezu Kala Mi Sheretz, right? So Rameir turned to Rabbi Lazar and said, nah, I don't know what Rabbi Shulman Pasar is saying. Doesn't make any sense, right? Just like he said in our Mishnah. Amarti, Rabbi Lazar now stood up and said, whoa, one second, Rameir. Amarti, like, Kloma Tabaki, Rabbi Shulman Mamel. Do you know the Torah, Rabbi Shulman Mamel? You know, Rameir, you know this? Amarli Hain, Rameir said, yeah, I know that. And yet, Rabbi Elazar said, well, really? Kach amar li Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo. Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamo told me, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasur Rosh, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, which would have been Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay, so the point is, Rabbi Elazar heard it from Yeshua ben Mamo, who heard it from Yeshua ben Chananya, happens to be the similar sort of thing that was going on, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Pasur Rosh was saying in front of Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Elazar was there, not to confuse you, but Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, Kol Tumah Min Hameisha, Anazar Megala Echala, Chai Mishum Bias Mikdash, Kol Tumah Min Hameisha, Ein Anazar Megala Echala, Ein Chai, Ben Allah Mishum Bias Mikdash. Have Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Ben Mamo Gamarla, right? So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How does our Mishnah say, Rabbi Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua, which would be Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, we see in the story that he heard it from where? Rabbi Yeshua Ben Mamo. So the Gemara says, Amru Shmamina Kol Shmaitza De Mis Amra Bevei Klasa. When you're quoting, there's a three. Rabbi Elazar, b'shem somebody else.
And both of them are Yeshua.
Yeah. So essentially here, it's Rabbi Elazar, b'shem Rabbi Yeshua bar Mamel, who heard it from Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Okay, so kadmoyu basroi amrinan. You only have to say the first and last one. You could skip the people in between. Mitzia lo yamrinan. Okay, you have to now reconcile this sugya with Sifsai's Tavi voice b'kever. Kolhat, right? If you don't say it, b'shem Amrei. This is the kever. Okay, fine. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. By the way, Afan Amrei Tanino, we could talk a see an example list. Amar Nachama Lavler, he says, Kach Mugulanim Yerev Miyashia. So this is Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak saying, b'shem Rav Nachman Halavler, that he got from Rav Miyashia. Shekibo Me Abba, got it from his father. Shekibo Men Azugais, he got it from the Zugais. All the Zugais, Shmai Vatayan, the Zugais. Shekibo Men Anavim, look how we're skipping. The Zugais to the Nevi'im. Halacha L'maishim Yisinai. Okay, now what is halacha mishina in what regards to what din? So don't read the next words in the Gemara. You got to go to Taisus because it's not quoted properly from the Mishnah and Peah. The din is, if you go to the fourth last line of the last Taisus, shnei minim chitin asum garin echad. So let's say in regards to Peah, if you have two different minim that you made into one garin, meaning you did one like harvest, you made one kri, noisin peah achas. You only have to give one peah, shtei gro noisin shtei peahs, right? They're both two types of minim. The point is a din in regards to peah that we heard, and the Mesira of how we heard it was quoted from Nachman Yitzchak, from Nachman Lavler, from Yashia, from Abba, from the Zugais, from the Nevi'im, halachal mishmi Sinai. But guess who's missing? Vidu Yeshua v'kaleid lo kachashiv. Right, when we know, Moshe kibol Torah misinai, umasra le Yehoshua, v'Yoshua leze kainim, who was Kalev. So Kalev is one of the Zakenim here. So the fact that we're just able to go directly from Nevi'im to Halacha L'Mishmi Sinai and we skip Yeshua and the Zakenim, another Yeshua, we skip Yeshua, Talmud of Moshe, okay, means we can skip people. Now, if so, frekter all the Achrenim, well, okay, what about Nachman from Nachman Lavler, from Yashia, from Abba, from the Zugas? What about all the people we didn't skip? So the answer is that no, you don't. And that's the way of saying that you can do whatever you want. So, sure, it's nice to mention them, and you can mention them. There's no problem mentioning that. You don't have to only mention the first and the last. So that's the way of referencing it here. But it's what's missing, okay, what's noticeably absent, which is Yeshua and Kalev, which we know in the chain of Masaira, Moshe Kibbal Torah Misinai Masra Yeshua, Yeshua the Zakenim. Kalev was one of the Zakenim, so we're missing Yeshua and Kalev. Now, let's see the last Mishnah. Amar, now we're going to go back to finish up this parak kohen gadol. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, danti l'fnei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva said, I was donning from Rabbi Eliezer. Following kal v'chomer, ma'im etzem kisa'ira she'inim etama adam ba'ayel. So we know etzem kisa'ira, right? If we go back to the Mishnah on Memtes, so that was one of the things that's only metama be'maga uvemasa, not ba'ayel. Yet, hanozer mekaleach al magoy v'amasoi, revi is dam shu metama odom ba'oil. Revi is dam is metama odom ba'oil. In a din she yehe hanozer mekaleach al magoy v'amasa. For sure, kal v'chaymer, that you should be metama al magoy v'amasa. Okay, so Amar Li, so for sure, revi is dam. How are you telling me that revi is dam has to be chatziloig? How are you telling me that dam has to be chatziloig? Meaning that's to be metama ba'oil. So, even a Revi is Dam, I can learn from Etzem Kisa'ira. So if Revi is Dam normally is Metama Ba'el, even though Etzem Kisa'ira, forget about Nazir, is normally not Metama Ba'el, so Etzem Kisa'ira, which is Metama a Nazir, Bimago Vimasa, for sure Revi is Dam should be Metama. Now we have to fill in the blank. And the way I'm understanding the Gemara here, good luck finding a gear so that you like better, but is depending on which way, what priority we're learning the Kal V'Chomer, it's so for sure, Revi is Dam should be Metama B'maga V'masa, or Revi is Dam, which is Metama Ba'el, should, if Revi is Dam normally is Metama Ba'el, and Etzem Kisa'ira Maga is only Metama Maga, if a Nazir is Megaleach, even on Etzem Kisaira, which has no ability to be Metama Ba'al, so for sure, Rabbi Yisdan Ba'al, it should be Metama. Those are the two different ways of learning, which the Gemara is going to now reckon with. But yet first, Amar Li, that was the Kal V'Chaimer that Rabbi Akiva tried to be done. Amar Li, Maze Akiva. So Rabbi Eliezer got upset at Rabbi Akiva. He says, what are you doing? Ain't done in Kan Mi Kal V'Chaimer. This is Halacha Mishmei Sinai. And the basic idea, the structure of the Gemara here is going to play. Exactly how you fill in the details in some of the gears of Lashon Nazir Mishonah makes it a little complicated. But the idea here is that you can't learn a Kal V'Chaimer from Halacha Mishmei Sinai. Uchashabasi v'yirtzeisi devarim l'fnei Rabbi Yeshua. When I came to Rabbi Yeshua, Amar Li, he said to me, Yafa Amrit, Ela Kein Amru Halacha. Okay, but this was the Halacha Mishmei. Sorry, this is the Halacha. There's nothing we could do about it. It's a good taina. But sorry. Now, Ibaya Lahu, the way I'm understanding this Gemara here is the following Shaila is Etzim Kisaira Halacha, V'Rivi is Dam Kal V'Chaymer. They ain't done in Kal V'Chaymer Me Halacha. So let's set it up. Meaning, was Rabbi Akiva saying Etzim Kisaira, Rivi is Dam is Mitama Be'oil. Etzim Kisaira is Mitama Be'maga, not Ba'oil. So if Etzim Kisaira, which isn't even ever Mitama Ba'oil, a Nazir is Megaleach al Magoi v'al Masoi. For sure, Revi Yisdam, a Nazir should Megaleach al Magoi v'al Masoi. So what we're setting up first is, Halacha L'Maish Misinai is what? The Etzem Kisaira is Halacha L'Maish Misinai. That it's Metama Magoi v'al Masoi. So for sure, Revi Yisdam, which we know is Metama Ba'el normally, a Nazir should Megaleach on Magoi of Revi Yisdam. Or do we switch it around and say like this? If Revi is Dam is now, but if Revi is Dam is Halacha L'Maish Misinai, and Ve'etzim Kisaira Kal V'Chaimer. So now you have to blend the two of them together, the way of saying it is like this. If Revi is Dam is Metama Ba'ayel, so it has the ability to Metama Ba'ayel, and Etzim Kisaira is only Metama Mamago B'Masa. If Etzim Kisaira has the ability to be Megaleach Nazir, so then for sure Revi is Dam Ba'ayel should be Megaleach HaNazir. Vein done in Kal V'Chaimer Me Halacha Tashma. And what do we answer? Etzim Kisaira Halacha, it's the first way. Etzim Kisaira Halacha, V'Revi Yisdam Kal V'Chaimer. Vein done in Kal V'Chaimer Me Halacha. Okay, meaning that you should not, what we're trying to figure out is what Rabbi Akiva tried to taina. There were two possible tainas he had. The way I'm understanding this Gemara, the two possible tainas in the way he learned it, based on which was the Halacha Mishnah, which was the Kal V'Chaimer, was he trying to say that a Nazir should be Megaleach al Maga Revi Yisdam or an Oil Revi Yisdam? And we ended up being Peshit that he was attempting to say that it's on Maga Revi Yisdam. But at the end of the day, Rebbe Lazar said, sorry, okay, you can't. Maza Akiva ain't done in Kal V'Chaimer. Okay, Rabbi Yeshua said it's a good taina, but what's the problem? Elokein Amar Halacha, this is the Halacha. Right, and Rabbi Kiva.
He was coming to
say a Kal V'Chaimer that it shouldn't be true.
Why is he with that? Why not on at some?
I mean, Rabbi Kiva, you know, he spent a lot of time with the Revi Yisdam Nafshais, yeah, right?
The same Kal V'Chaimer should apply to less than a half of Kav of. Those are also
Metama Ba'al.
Yeah. Right.
It's a special din by
Hadron Alach Kayin Gadol.